I want to thank all the participants of Occupy San Quentin for being here today. Thank you for reading my statement. My name is Steve Champion. I've been incarcerated for over 30 years, and 29 of those years and counting have been spent on San Quentin's death row. We are living in a critical time in history. We are fast moving toward to the bicentric sociality of haves and have-nots. If we fail to make a strong stand to transform this nation, then we can expect an ill forecast for the future. One of the most powerful unions in the state of California is the Correctional Peace Organizing Association, which stands for the CCPOA. As tuition for students are being raised, schools are being shut down, cuts being made in the fields of education, social programs, nurses and other caregivers, and everyone is being forced to make a sacrifice. But we don't hear cuts being made in the salaries of prison guards. Why is that? Because the CCPOA, through righteousness lobbying in Sacramento, have the ear of the California state government. The unions make the huge campaign contributions to both the governor and the state legislators. This allows the unions to peddle influences and get implements on the policies it wants in place. What this ought to tell those of us who are concerned about the social justice prisons reforms and the abolishments of the death penalty is we have to up and ante our struggle. We need to have a robust voice and sit in seats among the decision makers we shape, influence and create policies that will oppose. We need to build a grassroots political organization to challenge those in power. Too often, our social movements are on the defensive. We react as opposed to being protective and taking an active in our programs. We want to implement policies. We want change. Building a grassroots political organization can be facilitated a lot on the fragmentations that exist in our movements by uniting us. It would give us focus to our objects. If we don't do this, then who? If we don't do this now, then when? We have to straighten and intensify our struggle. We have to become more committed. We have to remember that our struggle isn't a sprint, but a marathon. What we do today will alter the course of history tomorrow. Thank you, Steve Champion.